morning. Thanks for being with us. Apologize for our phone problems there.
My pleasure. Happy to join you. And you're right. The last of those stimulus checks do go out this week, so some extension is in order unless we want to face a double-dip recession.
Yeah, absolutely. How important are those $600 bonuses in unemployment benefits?
Well, we know that they've been very significant. The personal savings rate jumped in May and June as these checks, people were putting these checks in the bank knowing that they're going to need that money for a rainy day. They just didn't plan on the rainy day lasting for the balance of the year. And at this point, given the resurgence in the virus and the closures we're seeing around states and the new unemployment numbers we saw from last week, they probably are going to need that money sooner rather than later. We know they've been paying rent, paying for groceries, and taking care of essentials with that money as well. So it's critical for folks who are out of work, and now we have some 50 million people since this crisis began who have been laid off.
That $600 in weekly unemployment benefit bonus money, so to speak, expires at the end of this week, and they still are debating in Congress whether or not to reinstate it. It doesn't look good, though. It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
It's hard to say because Congress does go on recess as of August 7th, but they know that this is hanging in the balance. It is an election year, and no party here wants to be seen as leaving the American taxpayer and individuals who are suffering from income loss without anything here. So you'll probably see some move. You mentioned earlier there could be a decrease in the amount of those checks to $500 a week. That would still be very helpful for a lot of individuals who are in the balance here, folks that had low incomes or have lost their incomes altogether, especially lower-income folks on the front lines.
Very interesting. How do you think that Wall Street's going to react to today's news?
Well, the stocks have been trading off since that number crossed at 8:30. That said, stocks have been charging higher throughout this crisis over the past couple of months because the government has put so much stimulus into capital markets. You've seen the stock market, the S&P 500, which is the benchmark index, now positive for the year. If I would have told you that back in the middle of March, you would have told me never to come back on your station. But the S&P 500 right. is positive. It's been led by the biggest tech stocks, which are now trillion-dollar-plus companies, and they have been lifting the entire market up as they have pretty much dominated us and the way we live throughout this crisis. If you think about Amazon, if you think about Netflix, if you think about Google, Facebook, and Apple, basically they're controlling the stock market and the way we interact with our economy.
Finally, as we talk about unemployment, what advice do you have for people that are collecting unemployment, whether they've been doing so since this started in March or maybe they were among those new filers just last week?
If you can save, you should save, because we don't know how long this is going to last. Just this weekly unemployment report from last week, 1.41 million Americans filing for new unemployment claims, is not a good sign. So the jobless crisis is going to last for a long time. Folks that have lost their job or have been furloughed or on temporary layoffs, this could last for several months. They're going to need to bank some of that money because the rent checks are going to come due, and there is some forbearance and foreclosures that are happening. We just don't want to see that spike and folks wind up out of their homes and out of a job at the same time. So bank it if you can.
All right. Great advice. Caleb, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.